Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, I'm visiting with Mark Looper from Mark's E-Waste Recycling.
My name is Mark Looper, and I've served 28 years in the Army National Guard. And then after I retired out of the Guard, I worked as a contractor at the federal government, National Guard Bureau, for another 14 and a half years. And as a contractor, that contract ended this last September. And I worked remote, so I worked from home for the last 14 years. And I said, you know, I really don't want to go work for somebody else anymore. I just turned 60 years old, and it's like, I just want to do something on my own. And I have, it is myself, I had two or three tubs of old electronics just sitting in my house. I know I have a lot of e-waste. That means everybody else has got a lot of e-waste. And so I thought, you know what, maybe I can do the e-waste recycling, you know, take everybody's e-waste and break it down to its base metals and then sell it to their local recycling centers. And so that's basically how I got started. So I just got started like 4 or 5 months ago.
Mark talks about why proper electronic waste recycling is so important.
Like I just opened with, you know, everybody's got tubs of this stuff and they haven't gotten rid of it because they don't know where to get rid of it. And that's always been an issue. That's one of the reasons why I started this business. And so by working with city halls, I set up e-waste pickup sites. If they want a certificate of destruction, I'll provide them a certificate of destruction. That way they know their device is going to be destroyed like it needs to be. And the insurance is, if something happens, like let's say somebody breaks into my facility and steals computers and steals the data or whatever, you know, then I'm covered for that. That's what the certificate of liability insurance is for.
He mentions what types of electronic items he accepts.
My flyer is a whole laundry list. And it's basically anything that's electronics, computers, laptops, cell phones. I'll even take household items up to 50 pounds. So like you have microwaves or stuff like that, I'll take microwaves as well. And the 50-pound limit is so that you're not dumping or bringing me washers and dryers while I'm trying to pick up computers and stuff. But anything on my flyer you see there is I'll pick up for free. Now, the larger items like washers, dryers, and refrigerators and stuff, like there's a fee for that, okay? It's not part of my free pickup. And when it comes to refrigerators and PTAC machines, which is like a hotel, you know how they got that air conditioner heater? That's what's called them, PTACs. They have free on them. And they charge, I'll pick them up, but I'll charge for that because I have to have somebody come in and take the free on out of the machines, out of those devices. So that's why I'll charge for those. And then as far as the larger items like washers and dryers, but not bigger than that, you know, just the bulk weight of it, you know. So that's why it gives you an idea. It's an expanded list. There's some things that's not listed on there I'll take. That's why I say, you know, if you have something and you don't know about it, it's not on my list, give me a call or email me, whichever, and then we'll talk about it.
Mark ensures electronics are disposed of safely and responsibly.
As I mentioned already, you know, some people don't care, you know, about you getting a certificate of destruction. But when I provide that certificate of destruction, I am ensuring them that I will destroy their device. Their data will not be spilled, no, will not be compromised. That's what the certificate of destruction is for. So
he talks about what happens to electronics after they're collected.
We take them and we tear them down by hand. Almost everything in there is resellable to a recycling center. Everything except plastic. Nobody's recycling plastic right now. So the only thing that will get taken to the transfer station is the plastic. I've also just found recently that there's a shortage of chips because AI right now. So some of the newer RAM chips, they're valuable. I mean, you can sell a RAM chip for $200 or $300 right now. So some things will be resold, i.e. RAM chips, because there's a market for that. But most everything will be broke down to its base metal, and we'll smelt it down into ingots, and we'll take the ingots to recycling centers.
He also talks about his service to help keep harmful materials out of landfills.
You know, and when I was up here presenting to the City Hall in Marysville here a month or so ago, I had one of the guys from Temps. He caught me after the meeting, and he told me a story that one of his trucks burnt down, and they think it was because somebody threw a lithium battery in the trash. I won't take loose batteries, but the battery in your phone, battery in your laptop, batteries in your tablet, I'll take them because they're inside the tablet. I'm not going to ask you to remove your battery before you give me electronics. Just like the school down here, he had a whole bunch of lithium batteries that they're replacing some of their tablets. And it's like, they're loose now. I can't take them. And plus, the state requires me to have a permit to, if I take loose batteries. So I'm just, until we figure out the lithium problem, I'm not taking loose batteries. You know, down the road, I will, if it becomes feasible and cost effective, then okay, I'll take them. But right now, I can't take loose batteries. So, but that doesn't help the community.
A big thanks to Mark Looper with Mark's E-Waste Recycling and all of the work that he does. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.